Hello, it's Bobby here, founder and engineer at Next Gen Hotspots and Next Gen Electronics. Hope everybody's having a great day. We're headed into the weekend here, September 5th today. And anyways, what I want to talk about today, kind of be quick to the point, is a little bit about a question, questions that we get here quite frequently. And what the question is, in particular, typically, it revolves around DMR, and it's, how do I set up the code plug for the DMR? Well, first of all, just, you know, not that we don't want to help you, but all radios are a little different, although most DMR radios all operate relatively the same. It's kind of like taking your Chevrolet over to the Mercedes dealer. It's just not a car that they're really familiar with. They know it's transportation. It's got four seats and a steering wheel, and it does like every other car does, or four wheels and a steering wheel. And it operates like just about any other car on the planet, but it's just not what they do. It's just not the type of vehicle they work on. And the same thing goes here at Next Gen Hotspots. We're a hotspot builder, a custom builder, and we build a world-class hotspot here. But we don't build radios. Of course, our product works with radios, sure, but we don't build the radios. We don't do, and we don't buy, sell, market anything to do with transceivers. It's just not what we do. Our niche is hotspots. And that's what we do. That's what we focus on. That's what we're knowledgeable on. That's what our knowledge base is built upon. Building over, at this point, as of today, about 55, almost 56 100 hotspots we've built in the last 14 months. We know hotspots, and we know all the ins and outs and what have you to get a hotspot up and running if you ever have any issues, and to get past things, which is actually quite rare here at NextGen, but happens occasionally. But we're here to help you with the hotspots. The radios, what you need to do is call the store or the entity where you purchased your radio. And if you bought your radio at a vendor that doesn't offer support, it's not that doesn't put salt in the wounds, but it's kind of shame on you. Why would you buy a product you don't get support on? You buy a pair of shoes at Walmart, you get support, you go to customer service, you get them exchanged or bring them back. I mean, that's just how it works. It's how the world turns, as I always say. So when it comes to radios, first and foremost, hopefully you got a good quality radio. Or transceiver. It's not a radio, it's a transceiver. Hopefully you bought a good one, like a Hytera or maybe a Motorola, which are great, really fantastic radios. Each have their pros and cons. Or even an MD380, if you went with lower end radio, but something that's definitely going to get the job done in DMR, that's a fine radio. It works pretty darn good. I have one. I've used it for 2.5 years, and that little son of guns never failed me. It's good radio. Or you want to step up to something like the Anytone 878, which is a great DMR dual band dual mode radio. Can't go wrong with that. But if you buy that radio, don't buy the thing on Amazon. Go over to like Jerry, for example, over at Connect Systems. I'd get no remediation whatsoever, nor any remediation goes the other way. And Jerry recommends someone to our hotspots. It doesn't work that way with me. It's just one good quality vendor recommending a product from another good quality vendor. And if you buy from a good quality vendor, that vendor will support that transceiver, be it an HT, mobile, or any other type of radio unit. You don't want to buy anything like off of eBay or Amazon where you don't have any connection to the seller, because yeah, you're going to save a little bit of money, but now you're stuck with a radio you don't know how to program. It's just not a smart thing to do. Buy your radio from a vendor that's going to support it. I know I'm kind of pounding nails into this, but I get the calls every single day. Every single day. Again, most of those are DMR. I got a radio. How do I program it? Well, call the vendor you bought your radio from, and they should be more than happy to help you and support their product. If they're a good quality vendor doing good quality service, offering quality customer support, you're golden. Call them. They will help you. I know that some of the documentation that comes with these radios can be lacking. It is what it is. Again, we don't sell, market, distribute. We have nothing to do with transceivers here, so it's not our specialty. Back to, you don't take the Chevy to the Mercedes dealer. You go to get a transceiver from a good quality, reputable seller that's going to back the transceiver. So I'll go on a little bit about DMR. I'm always out to help people, but I can only help you so much when it comes to programming your radio. First and foremost, find a local radio club. If you're not already a member of one, go join one. They can typically help you out tremendously in getting your DMR radio, your DMR radio programmed, typically by offering a pre-made code plug, which you can go into, kind of reverse engineer and figure out how that code plug was made. It's not rocket science by any means to program a DMR radio. It's far more tedious and a little frustrating on time than it is in difficulty. The difficulty level on a scale of 1 to 10 for a DMR radio is about a 4 plus, maybe. Usually it's more like about a 3. It's not difficult because every DMR radio program is essentially the same regardless of the CPS software that comes with it. So the very first thing you set up in DMR, it's good to go to Brandmeister, for example. Get familiar with some of the channels that you may want to talk to. I mean, start from square one. Go over to Brandmeister, see all the talk groups, the U.S. talk groups, the worldwide talk groups, et cetera, and figure what talk groups you may like to talk to. Very popular ones in the United States are TAC 310, pretty popular, pretty busy talk group. Also, 3100 is pretty busy as well. 3106, SoCal, Southern California, quasi-busy. But anyways, there's traffic, and as with anything in ham radio, most of your traffic is going to be during the weekend or in the early evening. Just, anywhere you are on the planet, that's just how amateur radio works. We all know that. So for the DMR radio, first thing you do is you figure what channels you are most likely going to want to talk to. You pick out about 16, because that's how many you can drop into a zone in most DMR radios. And you can make 100 zones, but per zone, about 16. So you find 16 channels that you figure and talk to some people, ask some people, hey, what's busy? Where's the action? Where's people that talk about this and that? Where are the nets? Get familiar with the channels, and then you pick to start off with. This is just for starters, 16 channels. You have to start somewhere. You need a number. So that's my number, 16. Get 16 channels that you'll probably be on, that you'll probably enjoy talking on, doing some rag chewing. From there, you take those channels that you put into your radio, and I always mark my, when I put it into the talk group, at step two, the talk group are the parameters of how your radio is going to communicate with the outside world. If you're dealing with the repeaters, well, you need to have the offsets, you need to have the two frequencies, things of that nature. When you're with a hotspot or using a hotspot, real simple. One frequency. Next-gen hotspots are tuned in, and the resonance is about 433 megahertz, up and down a couple megahertz. You're in the ballpark. You're golden. You're always bueno. So one simplex channel for a hotspot. All hotspots are the same as far as that's concerned. One channel. So simplifies your life. You set up a talk group with that one simplex channel in it. Get your squelch down to one or zero, depending upon your radio. Get the squelch down. Make sure you're on public, not private talk. Make sure that any special or particular settings that you're not absolutely familiar with, make sure you get that one talk group dialed in and make sure it is working. If you're using a hotspot, which is just the simplest way to get out there, make sure that you can TX and RX or send and receive on that one channel before you do anything else, which means you'll have to drop that into a zone, just the one channel, and you go back and you'll fill your zone up. Make sure it's working. Make sure everything is good. Make sure you're getting good radio checks. Once you have that in place, all you need to do is copy and paste that, and the only thing you're going to change are the channels. And name your channels what the channels are. Don't do something weird or exotic. Like if you're on TAC 310, for example, a very busy channel, just name it in the talk group. Name it TAC 310, just like that, because that's what's going to show up in your radio. If you're on 3100, just name it 3100 SoCal, 3106. Name your channels or your talk groups exactly by the nomenclature of the channels you're on. Make your life simple. Keep it easy. Don't worry that you're not going to remember, you know, what channels go where. Once you're on that radio for a week or so, you're going to remember every single one you've put in. You're going to know who's who, what's what, where's where. It just is part of the process. And as you learn and get up to speed with DMR, you'll appreciate it that you started off setting your radio up on the right foot. And setting it up on the right foot is taking those talk groups and not making some exotic name or something weird that you're not going to remember. You're not sure what talk group you're on. I mean, it's actually lunacy to do that, really. You'll really get confused in a quick hurry. So name your talk groups by the channel you're on. If you're on TAC 310, just put 310. If you're on 312, put 312. If you're 3106 SoCal, just put 3106. That way, when you're turning your channels on that zone, you always know exactly where you are. You turn on 310, you're on 310. You turn 3106, you're 3106. 3100, you're there. 3100 nationwide. 92, you're going to go into the European channels and Italy, 222, whatever you want to do. Just name those channels in the talk group exactly what the channels are in the DMR radio. Do yourself a huge, massive favor and do that. You'll never regret it. You'll always know what's going on with the radio. You're never going to be confused. You'll never get lost in the sauce programming your DMR radio. If you follow that simple, simple theory, just do that, you'll be happy. And your radio will be very easy to manage. Then, once you have all your talk groups set up, the next step is the absolute no-brainer. You got to drop them in a talk group. So when you spin that dial with 16 different selections and make sure you get it in the order that you want the order to be in. Some radios makes it a little easier and some a little more difficult to get that order in the order you want it in. So just start adding the talk groups and just pay attention to how are they stacking into your CPS program. Can you change it? Yes or no? If you can't, take them out and then start inserting them in the actual sequence in which you would like to see them when you turn the dial on your DMR radio. I mean, at the end of the day, this stuff comes down to common sense, really. DMR radio is a piece of cake, simple to program. But again, get that one talk group working. And if you're on a hotspot, it's one single frequency. Make sure that your get TX and RX is coming in and out with no problems. If you've accomplished that, everything else is water over the falls. You're pretty much set. You're going to use that as the template for everything else you're going to do. And another, by the way, I mean, most people use their radios for RF and for hotspots. I do, although I'm 99.9% of the time I'm on a hotspot when I'm on a DMR radio. I do have RF channels in there, but they're in other zones. I do not mix my hotspot zones with my RF zones. Can you do it? Yes, you can do it. I strongly recommend you don't do that. Unless you have a reason to do it, then go right ahead. It's how you want to use your radio. One other thing I should mention before you start doing anything and programming that radio or transceiver, sit down with a yellow pad and a pen. Get yourself a glass of wine, coffee, brewski, whatever, and figure out how you want to use your radio. What talk groups are you going to want to talk to, or what channels are you going to want to talk to? That's where you start. What channels? Pick 16, go to Brandmeister, see what's going on in Brandmeister. Pick 16 of the most likely channels that you're going to be talking on. That's how you start on DMR. That's the way it's done. But you need a piece of paper and you need the patience to sit down and start writing. from top to bottom. And then once you write everything down, then you have to figure what sequence do you want to program those into your radio. So you might go through a couple pages before you have the first 16. You know what order in which you want them to see them when you turn that dial, when you drop it into a zone. And if you do that, if you're the type of person that has the patience and the focus to do that, your DMR experience is going to be an absolute piece of cake, because you've done the groundwork up front. And that's how you have to do it with a DMR radio. Most all radios are the same, by the way, but DMR in particular, because that's where I get most of my questions. So set up your channels, number one. No, hold on. Let's go to number one. Number one, go to Brandmeister. Talk to people. Find out which talk groups are most active that you think, or channels are most active with people that you want to talk to, or nets you want to participate in. As an example, do that first. Get everything on a piece on a yellow pad with a pen. Then get the order in which you want to see them on your dial when you turn it. Do that. Take the time. Have the patience. Have the focus to do that. Because the people that don't start off that way have a nightmare with the DMR radio, which again is almost no-brainer category to program a DMR radio. It's way more time-consuming and frustrating than it is difficult. There's not a whole lot of gray matter required to program a DMR radio, but you have to be patient. You have to be patient, like everything else in life. Ham radio is no different. So get your yellow pad, go to Brandmeister, talk to people, get your 16 talk groups, then organize them top to bottom of the ones you think you may spend the most time on. Then revise that list maybe two or three times till you get it dialed in. At that point, the rest of it just falls together. Go to your talk group that you've already tested. You know you have one talk group that works. You know all the settings are working for you. And then there's always a little drop-down box. In that little drop-down box, you select the channel, and you will save that talk group again in accordance to the channel you're on. So if the talk group, you take the drop-down box where you put your channels, you're on 310, you're going to call that talk group 310. Rinse, wash, and repeat. Drop down another one, 3100 nationwide, for example. Name that talk group, 3100. 92 if you want to go over to Europe, 222 if you want to go over to Italy, on and on and on, etc., etc., etc. Then you'll have all your ducks in a row and your talk groups. You'll know everyone's going to work because you've already tested one on your radio. You know you can TX and RX. You're good. You're golden. You're good to go. Locked and loaded. Then take those groups and be mindful of how they're stacking up in your zones. You may or may not be able to change the order once you put them in. So typically, you'll put them in either from the first talk group down to the least important talk group do you think you'll spend the least amount of time on. Depending upon how your CPS works, you may start at the top, putting the least popular talk group, and then see and watch the CPS, see how it's stacking those things. So you want channel number one in your on your dial to be the most popular talk group where you feel you may very well spend the most time. You can always go in and change this at any time, but you'll know how to do it, and life is going to be easy for you. So with that said, that's kind of how you program DMR radio. Again, there's not a whole boatload of gray matter required in doing it. All DMR radios basically program the same. You have to figure out, you have to put your channels in. Then you put those channels into a talk group which you've tested, so you know you can TX and RX, not having any complications. Having a hotspot just makes your life a heck of a lot easier. Then you don't have to do the offsets and you know your CSCS codes, PL tones, I should say, etc., etc. But if you have a code plug that's already been made for you by a local radio club, all that's already in there anyways. You don't even have to think about that. It's already there. It's already broken down into zones. Most all amateur radio clubs do things the same way, essentially. It's just The only difference is it's for their local area. So if you're in L.A. County, if you're in Boca Raton, Florida, that, you know, each respective radio club is going to have all their local repeaters in there. And if they have 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 repeaters, each repeater group, each repeater typically has all the different channels in there for that repeater. So that's again, kind of how that works. And if you have a code plug available to you, just ask the radio club if you have any questions. How do they build the code plug? What's the logic behind it? Where are these repeaters? That's what your local radio club that you are a member of, they're there to support you and help you. And that's kind of the trade-off for paying the dues, which are typically quite nominal and pretty insignificant for just about every radio club I've ever seen. So the fact that you have people there will help you, support you, get you going out the gate and give you a head start, it's worth its weight in gold. Would you rather sit and be frustrated and try to do it from scratch with no help, or go seek the assistance of a local radio club? Smart money is you go seek the radio of a local, you go seek the assistance, I should say, of a local radio club, and you join them, and they will help you. They'll support you, and you'll support each other. You'll find a bunch of members on there who will help support you as well. Matter of fact, you get real good at this DMR, you're going to be helping other people get their DMR set up, and you're going to be telling them the exact same thing I'm telling you right now. Relax, be calm, be patient. It's pretty darn easy. But this is how you do it the right way, and this is going to keep you on the right track. And if you need to make any changes in the future at any time, modify anything, you're going to know how to do that. It's going to be second nature to you, and it's going to be real simple for you to do. You can teach that to other people. So you'll end up being a mentor, and the words I say today are going to come out of your mouth. It's pretty easy when you know how to do it. And these are the steps you take. And this is the procedure. And this is how you're going to set your DMR up, and how you're going to make life real easy. And you're going to have that DMR set up exactly the way you want it for your needs, for your channels and the talk groups and the nets and things that you want to participate in, which is going to be different in every single area. So that's the customized part of it. So anyways, Bobby, KM6IKH, founder of Next Gen Electronics and Next Gen Hotspots. I hope that helped you guys out a little bit. These are just words of experience, and I do get the calls, a lot of calls, on DMR and code plugs. But if you follow my instructions and just kind of get the message and you go with the flow of it, you're going to find DMR is really a piece of cake to manage and to program. With that said, I'm out of here. 73KM6IKH. Again, Bobby, founder of Next Gen Hotspots and Next Gen Electronics. Have a great day, 73, and we'll catch you on Down the Wog.